Today's shiur is Masechta Nedarim, Daf Hey, and we will begin on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, three lines from the top. Tanan. To quickly review, the Gemara on Daf Dalar Amud Beis quotes Shmuel making a statement about what we learned in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we said, we learned the Halacha of Yodis. If he said Mudrani, Muchukani, Mufurshani, the neder is effective because of the halacha of Yodis Nedarim. So Shmuel made a statement, Shani, that Yodis Nedarim are only effective if one added the words Shani Oichelach, Shani Toimlach after saying it. Without those words, the neder is not effective. The Gemara quoted two brises that clearly indicated that Mudani Mechukani on its own is an effective Yad Neder. So that can't be pshat in what Shmuel said. So the Gemara said that pshat in what Shmuel said is as follows. If somebody said mudrani, mufreshani, then the halach is that if I am also to you and you also to me. If I said mudrani imcha, I'm also to you and you're also to me. If I added the word shani oichloch, shani toimloch, then the halach is that only I'm also from eating your product, nothing more. And the Gemara said that we in fact have Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina making a similar comment, where Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said, if somebody said, Mudrani himach, Shneim Isurim, both I am also from the person who I made the nether, and he's also to have benefit from me. And that's where the Gemara picks up. Tanan. So the Mishnah we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, later in the Masechta, Daf Mem Zayinum Abeis. If somebody says, Hareini Alecha Cheirim, I am cherim to you. And we learned in the Mishnah that cherim is another way of saying that not a lot of benefit. Hamuder osur avamadaloi. So the Mishnah says, if I say I am cherim to you, you are not a lot of benefit from me, but I may benefit from you. Ask the Gemara, if according to Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina, once we say a statement of umudrani himach, the isser goes both ways, so why is the halacha different when I said, Hareini Alecha Cheirim, the halacha should be that I'm also to you, and you're also to me. Answers the Gemara, Ki goin de parish v'at alai loy. It's not just that I said, Hareini Alecha Cheirim, that you're now allowed to have hanor from me, and I explicitly said that I may have hanor from you. And as the Rosh explains, since I explicitly said it, so even though Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina typically says it goes both ways when we use this type of terminology, I have the right to qualify what I'm saying. However, says the Rosh, it's only because I said Hareini Alecha Cheirim that you're not allowed to have hanor from me. And what would a statement of qualification that I made? V'at alai loy, I may have from you. So since the qualification, the but that I said, doesn't really contradict my statement of Hareini Alecha Cheirim, these two statements could coexist, that's why it's effective. But let's say somebody would say, says the Rosh, Hareini Alecha Cheirim, which means you're not allowed to have enough from me, and then I say, but you are allowed to have enough from me. So that's a self-contradictory statement, and the second clause would not be effective. Similarly, At Olai Cheirim, if I say, I'm not allowed to have hanor from you. Here too, the Mishnah says, hanoi de osur, I may not have hanor from you, avamud aloi, but you may have hanor from me. And again, the same question on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, why when somebody makes the statement, atalai cheirim, doesn't go both ways? And it says, the Gemara, the same teretz. Going to parish for hanor alach aloi. I explicitly said that I may not have hanor from you, but you may have hanor from me. Aval stama, meaning that if I did not add this however statement, this however phrase after my neder, what would be the halacha? Shnei masurim. When somebody makes a statement, Hareini Alecha Cheirim, or somebody makes a statement, Atalai Cheirim, based on the way we're understanding down to Mishnah, based on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina's halacha, you're not allowed to have anor from me, I'm not allowed to have anor from you. Ask the Gemara, Hamidik Tani Seifa. Let's continue learning that Mishnah, Emsechta, in Daf Mem Zayin. The Mishnah says, Hareini Alecha V'at Olai, If I'm asr to you and you're asr to me, shneim asurim. Then we're both asr. But what does it say there? Hadein hu de shneim asurim. Only because I explicitly said that I may not have anor from you, and you may not have anor from me. Because I clearly spelled it out. Hostama, if I did not spell it out, the halacha would be, hu asr v'chaver mutter. But that isn't true. According to Rabbi Yossi, as soon as we say this lashon of medrani himach, or reni lechachayim, we're both asr. Elohachit med Rabbi Yossi b'chanina. So the Gemara has to re-understand Rabbi Yossi b'chanina first. And says like this, muda ani aloch, if I use the word loch, and as we said in the previous year, the word loch could have two definitions. It could mean you, it could be mudani loch, I can't have, you can't have enough from me, or mudani shaloch, I can't have enough from you. Zira loch is shnei masurim. That's when Rabbi Yossi Rechanina says both of us are also to each other. However, if I used a different type of wording, I used the wording of mudrani himach, hu asur v'chaveri mutar. Ask the Gemara. Okay, so now himach, in other words, what the Gemara is saying is that himach is not as powerful of a wording as loch. Ask the Gemara, so now let's learn our Mishnah again. V'masnisen. What is the lashon of our Mishnah? The lashon of our Mishnah is diktani himach. And how did we explain in our shir yesterday, in our introductory remarks today, that we explained that according to Shmuel, that when one uses the wording of mudrani himach, we're both asr. Unless, atshiyoymer, atshinitaymelach, vashiniyoylach, who dasr, the chaver mutter, only then will I be asr, but not my chaver. Aval, if I used only the words of mudrani himach, shnei misurim. But now we're explaining that even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, who he said Shmuel was basing his ruling on, agrees that the wording mudrani himach doesn't include a two-way yisr, so that can't be pshat and Shmuel. So the Gemara attempts to say another pshat in what Shmuel said yesterday. Elam yikar de Shmuel hoch yitmer. This is the way to understand what Shmuel said. Tamad amr shani oichalach v'shani tamloch. If somebody said the statement mudrani loch umefashani loch shani oichalach shani tamloch, there the halach is hu dein os el bechila. Then the isser is limited that I'm not allowed to eat of your food. I'm not allowed to partake of your food. Ha mudrani mach. If I use this very wide lashon of mudrani mach, that's a stronger lashon, and the halach would be afol bahano. And as the mefarshim explain, and this is an introductory comment to the rest of our shir, we are now beginning the sugya of yodayim she'enem mechichas. We've learned in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, that a yad is effective. But now the question is, sometimes the yad is not clear what I meant. And now we're learning that a yodayim she'enem mechichas, I just used this ambiguous lashon of mudrani imach, Shmuel says, is extremely effective. And when I use this wording, I'm also bahanor from you. Ask the Gemara, ihachi, leim Shmuel hachi. So the way that we shine and explain the Gemara, this question is very powerful. According to our current understanding of Shmuel, if somebody uses the wording mudrani himach, mufashani mimcha, murchukari himach, what's the halacha? The halacha is that I'm usher in any benefit from you. If I qualify what I said, and I said, mudrani mach shani oich loch, shani taim loch. It's a very big qualification. And my isser is only that I'm not allowed to eat of your product. That's pshat and Shmuel. Now let's go back to daf Dal Ramad Beis. Shmuel's statement that we began in the middle of the Amr of yesterday's shir. Am Shmuel b'kulan shayim shani oich loch, shani taim loch. What Shmuel is saying? That you're not, the nether is not effective until you add the word shani oich loch, shani taim loch. What does that seem to mean? That seems to mean that mudrani himach is not as powerful of a nether as it is when I add the word shani oichalach. The way we're understanding Shmuel now, it's just the opposite. We're understanding Shmuel now that mudrani himach is a much stronger nether because it assers even hanah, and when I add the word shani oichalach, it limits the nether. just the opposite of what Shmuel's wording indicates. And we're trying to make an interesting point. The truth is, they say, we could have asked this kasha already yesterday. Because at the end of the shiur yesterday, our introductory remarks of today's shiur, how do we understand Shmuel? That when somebody says, Mudrani Himach, this is a two-way yisr, and when he says, Shani Oichalach, it's only yisr, that I can't partake of you, but you can partake from me. So the Gemara could have asked the same question, that Mudrani Himach, the way the Gemara understands Shmuel, is more of a nether than when you add Shani Oichalach, contrary to what Shmuel said. So the Rishonim said the Gemara could have asked the question already on the previous Pshat. But on the previous Pshat, we already had a different question. That was the beginning of today's shiur. So the Gemara, and we have this in the Gemara many times, doesn't ask a question if it has another question to ask. But now, the Gemara is asking this question. So the Gemara attempts another understanding of Shmuel's rule. Eli Yitma, Hachi Yitma. Tam Adam Shani Oichalach V'Shani Taimalach Hudasar. Only because I added the word Shani Oichalach V'Shani Taimalach, that I explained what I meant, that's when the nether is effective. Avol, Amehu Mudrani Himach. If somebody just uses the words Mudrani Himach, Lemash Medama Asr, it doesn't mean necessarily a nether. My Tama Muda Himach, Lemishtaina Mbeadach Mashma. Who says that the words Mudrani Himach means that I'm making a nether, that I'm not allowed to benefit from you? Maybe it means that I won't talk to you. Mufashani Mimcha is not an effective nether, because maybe what it means is, Deloy Vidni Imach Masa Matan. I won't conduct any business with you. Mukhukani Mimcha, you know, Mukhukani doesn't necessarily mean that I'm making a nether. Perhaps what it means is, Deloy Kim the Bedala Amlu Delok Mashma, that I won't get in with, that I won't be near you within your Dalar Amis. So what is Shmuel saying now? So now we have a very nice understanding of Shmuel. Shmuel is saying as follows. If somebody just makes the statement, Mudrani, Mukhukani, Mufushani, it's an ambiguous statement. I don't know what it means. Doesn't mean nether, or doesn't mean I won't talk to you, I won't do business with you, I won't be near you. And since it's an ambiguous statement, Shmuel says, to make the statement valid, I have to add the words, Shani Oichalach, Shani Toimlach. That gives the statement meaning. So now we have a very fundamental Machloikus Rishonim. So what's going to be the halacha at this point in the Gemara if somebody just used the words Mudrani Mucha, Mukhukani Mucha, Mufreshani Mucha? The Rosh says, it's ambiguous, it's totally vague, because it could mean nether, it could mean I'm not going to talk to you. Since it's totally vague, it's meaningless. Doesn't have any validity. The Rambam says, no, we have an option. Doesn't mean a nether, or doesn't mean that I won't talk to you. So since I don't know, I'm machmer, I'm makel, and I'll say it only means I won't talk to you. But at least it means I won't talk to you. At least it means I won't do business with you, and I won't be allowed to do business with you, and I won't be allowed to talk to you. The Ritva, very interesting Ritva. Ritva says that what it means, that it's, the issue here is that it's a nether b'loshen shvua. That means he conceptually agrees that it should be a nether, but as we go back to daf beis amud beis, we discussed the what's the difference between a nether and a shvua. A shvua is an issa gavra. A nether is an issa cheftza. Here, how could I use the word mudrai mucha? I'm speaking about myself, and I'm using a losh nether. It's a losh nether with a gavra. That's the problem. The Meiri says that he doesn't understand what Ritva is saying. Because he says, the word mudrai mucha, if it means that I won't talk to you, can be a nether. I'm making a nether on my mouth. That my mouth, which is a cheftza, my mouth is an item, it's a real thing, should not talk with you. So that can't be the problem with this Gemara. Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the Mechit Shlomo, Masechta in the Darim, indicates from here we see that whenever someone says that he wants to distance himself, physically distance himself from someone else, the halacha is he has to stay Dalar Amos away. Because the Gemara says that if Murchukani Mucha means that I'm going to be distance, it means Dalar Amos. Even though the Shaul Shetshuvas Petzela Chachma makes a very interesting observation. He says that the Sefer Chassidim brings down, we should know from such things, but the Sefer Chassidim brings down that let's say that in a Beis HaKfaris, you're not supposed to bury next to a Rosh anyone else. Because Tzaddikim, good people, don't want to be buried, it takes a long time, next to Rishon. So the Sefer Chassidim says, that if there's a Rasha buried in a cemetery, you have to keep 8 amos distance from that kever and everyone else. The question is, why 8 amos? Al Gemara just says 4 amos is enough. And he says it's a very difficult question. He says it could be, this is not a lumdish answer, it could be, you know, a cemetery is a place where people stay quite permanently. And that a tzaddik, after he leaves the world, it's particularly uncomfortable for him to be near a rasha. So he really wanted distance, and that's why the Sefer Chassidim says a distance of 8 amos. But truthfully, 4 amos is always considered a distance. Before we go further, there's a very, very fundamental question, which I consider so fundamental because I think it really talks to everything we're going to learn in this Masechta that we need to understand at this point. The Gemara is saying here that the words mudrani mumcha, muchukani mumcha, mufreshani mumcha are sort of ambiguous. Doesn't mean that I'm making a nether, or doesn't mean that I won't talk to you, I won't conduct business with you. So the Mefarshim asked two very simple questions. Ask me. Ask me what I meant. And I'll tell you what I meant. Why do we have to have a whole piece of Gemara? Go over to the person and ask him, what did you mean when you said it? It's one question. Moreover, the Mefarshim asked, the halacha is stam nedarim lahachmer. Whenever we have a shayla about nedarim, we always go lechumra. So in this case, where we don't know, is mudrani mumcha mean a nether? Or does mudrani mumcha only mean that I want to not talk to you? We should be machmer. So the Shalmi Nadarim answers a simple teretz. He says, this halacha that we go with Nadarim l'chumra is only by a regular nether. Here Al Gemar, as we started the shir, is referring to Yodis Nadarim. The halacha of Stam Nadarim l'achmer doesn't apply by Yodis Nadarim. But the other Mefarshim say a much more fundamental explanation. And they say the following. When we clearly have a nether, in other words, the rules of Nedarim are that the wording, and we're going to discuss this more, Mitzvah Shem, on Amud Beis, is that the wording has to be clear. So we clearly have a wording of a nether. There is no question that there's a nether here. Now we have a question, what is the scope of the nether? So there we apply the halacha of Stam Nedarim L'Hachmer, and we apply the broader scope than a more limited scope. But if the wording doesn't indicate that we have a nether, and just to say we have a nether because Stam Nedarim L'Hachmer, or just to say we have a nether because you asked me, the person who made the nether, and I said that I meant the nether, that can't create a nether. Because a nether where the wording is incorrect, where the wording is ambiguous, where the wording is vague, is not a nether. And no explanation of mine, or no application of a rule of Stam Nedarim L'Hachmer, can make that into a nether. And that's why this Gemara has a real question. The Midrani Mecha is ambiguous. Says the Gemara, Leim Kesav Shmuel, obviously what is Shmuel holding? That Yadayim Shein Mechichas Lo Havin Yadayim. That wording that's ambiguous is not a yad. Says the Gemara, indeed. Shmuel Mukalel Masnisen, Shmuel holds that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, to Omer Yadayim Shein Mechichas Lo Havin Yadayim. The words that are ambiguous don't create a nether. The Tanan, a Gemara Masech the Gittin. The Gemara says Masech the Gittin. Gufa shall get. What does a get have to say? So according to the Rabbanon, it has to say Harim Ataris L'chol Adam. That's enough. If the husband wrote a get and says that you're free, it's enough. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that's not enough. That's Yadayim Sheinah Mechichas. It's too ambiguous. What does it have to say? V'dein dehevi l'cha minoi, this document should be from me to you, sefer teruchim, a document of divorce, v'gerish shvukin, and a document that you and I are separated. And as Mefarshim point out, Rishonim point out, there are two crucial words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the get has to have. One is the word l'chidein, indicating that the purpose of this document, it's this document that's separating us, and it also has to have the word minoi, husband to wife. And that's the opinion of Shmuel, that a get has to, just like by get it has to be very clear, so too a nether has to be clear. Missing that clarity It's not even a yad. However, ask the Gemara, Amai dochik Shmuel ikul masnis Rabbi Yehuda. So what are we saying? That Rav Shmuel is explaining that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Look merak Rabbanon. Why wouldn't Shmuel want to explain that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbanon that hold that afgav de eni yadayim mechichas, that even if it's not that clear, it's still considered an yad, just like the Rabbanon hold by get, the gufa shall get, harayat mitaris l'chal adam, is enough. And as the Mepharshim explained, the two ways the Mepharshim explained this question, very similar. One is, wouldn't Shmuel want to establish that the Mishnah follows the opinion of the Rabbanon, that we always follow the Rabbanon, the Rabbin, versus saying that the Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who's only a Yochid? What do Mepharshim say a little deeper? They say that Shmuel actually follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda la'halacha. But now the question is, why does Shmuel follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? Shouldn't Shmuel follow the opinion of Rabbanon? It must be that there was something that forced Shmuel to say that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. What is it? Our Mishnah. He must have seen something in our Mishnah that made him want to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And ask the Gemara what in our Mishnah points to saying that it should follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? Answers Rava, Amar Rava Masnis and Kashisa. The Mishnah itself points in that direction. Amai Tani Shani Oich Loch, Shani Toim Loch. Why is the halacha that if somebody says that a neder, he has to say Shani Oichel, Shani Toim, listen, Shani Oichel, Shani Toim. Let's just say Shani Oichel, Shani Toim, according to Rabbanon, that Yudayim Sheinam Mechichas having Yudayim, why do you need that word Loch? Shmami no, being in Yudayim Mechichas. So in order to bring the clarity, after Shani Oichel Loch, I won't eat of you products. Shani Toim Loch, I won't partake of your food. Shani Oichel, Shani Toim alone is not enough. Ask Tosis. Yes. So we're explaining now that our Mishnah reflects the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, for the neder to be effective, I have to use the word Shani Oichel Loch, Shani Toim Loch. According to Rabbanim, I don't have to use the words Shani Oichel, Shani Toim. I don't have to use the word Loch. I could just use the word Shani Oichel, Shani Toim. Ask the Rishonim. Even according to Rabbanim, that Yadayim She'enem Mechichas Havim Yadayim. It could be vague. It still has to have meaning. So if I'm sitting here, Shani Oichel, I won't eat. What does that mean? I won't eat. What won't I eat? From whom won't I eat? So how could Rabbanim even suggest that it's a neder? So Tosfos answers, very simple answer. You're right. The Rabbanim will agree, says Tosfos, that if somebody just makes a statement, Shani Oichel, Shani Toim, it's meaningless. What's happening in the case of our Mishnah is that somebody approaches me and asks me, please come, I'm inviting you for a meal. And I refuse, and I say, Shani Oichel. So here, it's not ambiguous. I'm talking to you. You invited me, and I refused. That's why the Rabbanim say the loch is not required. It's obvious that was my intention. But now, ask the Rishonim and the Achronim, a gevaldig kasha. We have a terrible situation, according to Rabbanim. Happens every day, or could happen every day to some people, maybe. Somebody invites me to come to his home. I don't want to. So I say, Shani Oichel, I don't want to eat by you. According to Rabbanim, I made a neder. According to Rabbanim, Yadayim Shein HaMechichas Havin Yadayim. Tosfos just explained that Tosfos just said that if it's obvious that my comments, my statement was directed towards you, it's a neder. And it shouldn't be that. And then let's say I change my mind that I want to eat, I have a problem with a neder. So I saw two answers to this question. The Ritzva, a Rishon, answers that just if somebody says the words, Ani Oichel, I'm not eating from you, that's certainly not a neder. The Shin is what makes the difference. She'ani Oichel. She'ani Toyim. And that's what makes it into a neder. That's the Ritzva's Teretz. But it's a very difficult Ritzva, because that's only if you're speaking in Hebrew. So I'm speaking in Hebrew, and you come over to me and you ask me to invite me to a meal, and I refuse, and I say, Ani Oichel, it's not a neder. Sha'ani Oichel, it's a neder. But what about if I speak in English? There's no shin in English. So there's a gewaldige gevort from the Stipler, Chiddush. The Stipler, in contradistinction to what we said earlier, says as follows. If somebody makes a nether, and then he says, but you know, I only meant this in my nether. The nether is a freestanding nether. Everybody you would ask would understand the nether in a certain way. And I, who made the nether, come along and say, no, I didn't mean that. I only meant this. The nether is a nether. Stam nedarim lahachmer. He says, that halacha only applies by a full-fledged nether. By yad l'nether, the halacha is that we do accept the interpretation of the person who made the statement. So what happens here is as follows. You invite me for a meal. I say, I don't want to come eat by you. So then you say, you know, according to Rabbanan, you might have made a nether. You might have made a yad l'nether. Yadayim shenem mechichas. So I say, I didn't mean to make a nether. I just meant to refuse your invitation. Since it's only a yad l'nether, says the stipler, I have a right to reinterpret what I have a right that my interpretation should be accepted and it will not be considered a yad l'nether. In Hebrew, the question is what the stipler is going to hold if I use the word shani oichel. I don't know. Itmar, says the Gemara, yadayim shani mechichas, ambiguous yadayim, abaya oma havin yadayim, rava maloy havin yadayim. It's machlokes abaya and rava. Oma rava, Rav Idi Asberli. Rav Idi explained to me, how do we know that Yadayim have to be clear? Omakra. The Pasuk says, Nazir lahazir lashem. Makas shodas naziris l'naziris. The Torah compares the halachas of a yad of a nazir to naziris itself. Now, the Pasuk regarding naziris says, Ish kiyafli. Kiyafli. Linda nazir lahazir. The Torah uses the words haflaw. So just like by naziris, for the Naziris to be valid, it has to be by flaw. It has to be clear what I said. Af Yodas Naziris by flaw. Yodas Naziris to be effective has to be a flaw. So the Machlokes Ran and Rosh how to explain the Gemara. The Rosh explains the Gemara very simply. The Torah is telling us that for Yad to be effective, it has to be Yafli, a flaw. It has to be clear. If there's any ambiguity, it's not even going to be a Yad. The Ran explains the Gemara this way. The Gemara says in Masechta Nazir, Rav Tarfon makes the following statement. I'm standing here and I'm saying, Hareni Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir, I'm at a Nazir. You're walking by, and I'm saying, if he's a Nazir, I'm a Nazir. The halacha says Rav Tarfon is that even though you're a Nazir, I'm not a Nazir. Why? When I made this statement, Hareni Nazir, it wasn't a clear statement. Because when I made the statement, I didn't know if you were a Nazir or not. And the halach is that Naziris requires haflaw, requires clarity. There was a terrible lack of clarity here, so the Naziris is not effective. So we see that a Yad Naziris has to be effective. And that's why Rava says, Yadayim Shenem Mechichas, Lo Havin Yadayim. Says the Gemara, the Machloikas of Abayim V'Rava, Le'er Plukt Rabbi Yehuda V'Rabbanan. Isn't that the Machloikas that we just quoted by Gittin? Kamifli, the Tnan, as we just quoted in Tapir Amit, Gufa shall get Harayat Mataris L'chol Adam, Rabbi Hudayma, V'dein the Hevel L'chol Minoi, Sefer Teruchin, the get Peturim V'gerish Fukim. As we explained earlier, according to Rabbi Huda, we have to have the words V'dein, you have to have the word Minoi. So Abaya that says that Yadayim Shenem Mechichas, Havin Yadayim, will hold like the Rabbanon. The Rava that holds Yadayim Shenem Mechichas, Lo Havin Yadayim, will hold like Rabbi Huda. Amalach Abayis, Abayis says, Anoda Amifila Rabbi Yehuda. My opinion could even be with Rabbi Yehuda. Even though Rabbi Yehuda by Gittin said, you have to have a clear Lashon, At Kan Lo Kam Rabbi Yehuda Be'inin Yadayim Mechichas. You know where Rabbi Yehuda says you have to have Yadayim Mechichas? El Gabi Get. By a Get. Because the Torah keeps on using the word Krisus. What does Krisus mean? A complete separation. So if it's not 100% clear, it's not a separation. The Be'inin Krisus V'Lekah. Al ba'alma by nedarim mishamitle. So in other words, according to Abaya, everybody will hold that by nedarim yudayim she'en mechichas having yudayim get is a special rule of krisis. Ask the Tosfos Shishonim, if Abaya holds that everybody holds yudayim she'en mechichas having yudayim, how is he going to explain our Mishnah that says you have to say shani toim loch, shani oichel loch? Why do you need the loch? Yadayim Shenem Mechichas are good enough. So I saw two answers to the Kasha, to the Gevaldige Kasha. One answer is that we were only able to explain our Mishnah, as we said earlier, because somebody invited me and I responded. But if I just make the statement, Shani Oichel Shani Toyim, not in response to anybody, No one can consider that even a yadayim shenem mechichas. It's meaningless. So that's why Abaye will agree that our Mishnah has to have the word lach, because the words shani oichel, shani time by themselves are meaningless. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw, which is a little hard to say, but the Rishonim say it, is that really the word lach is superfluous in our Mishnah, and Abaye will have to hold that Mishnah as the words lach, but the truth is that shani oichel, shani taim is an effective yadayim. V'rav Oma, and not amre fil rabbonin. My opinion could even go according to rabbonin. At kan lekom rabbonin d'loin b'inyan yadayim mechichas al gabi get. By a get, rabbonin hold you don't have to have yadayim mechichas. Then adam gash eshes chaveri. You know why the get doesn't have to be that explicit? Because if a husband gives his wife a get, rachman al tzlan, it's obviously they're getting divorced. What's he doing with the get? Ava ba'alma, by nedorim, mishamet lehu. Certainly, you have to have yadayim mechichas to be effective. So I saw a number of very nice pshatim on this Gemara. Firstly, most Rishonim explained the Gemara, we explained it. Rabbi Avraham ben Ahar, the Rishon, he's quoted in the Shita, says a different explanation of the Gemara. He says, since we know the halacha by get, midoraisa, is that a get is effective al karcha, if a husband could force his wife to accept the get, so we see a get is different than everywhere else, and that's why the halacha by get is that even though the get is not that clear, all the get says is harayat muteres l'chol adam, but since the get, just like it has halacha, it's effective al karcha, so too the halacha is that the get doesn't have to be that clear. But nowhere else in halacha do we have this concept about karcha. That's why it has to be clearer. That's Rav Ram Ahar Pshat. The Sefer Nidri's reason uses this Gemara to teach us a halacha l'maisa. He says, why didn't the Gemara give a different differentiation between get and neder? And saying that a get, we know for a get to be effective, you have to write a get. A get is not effective, a husband just says it. He has to write. There are a lot of halachas, Mitzvah Shem will learn, Mesach to get, and how a get is supposed to be written. A nether is verbalized. So why did the Gemara say the difference between a get and a nether is this is on paper and this is verbal. Says from here the Nidri's reason. The fact that the Gemara didn't give that answer, we see that a nether that's written, let's say somebody didn't verbalize a nether at all. He just wrote down that he's accepting a nether or a shvua for the same matter, he says, is halachically as effective as if you would have verbalized it. That is an interesting shaila. The Gemara here is saying that by a get, the halacha is that since ain odem megarish is eshes chaveroi, the get is effective even though it's somewhat ambiguous. The Gemara says in Masechet Kedushin, I'm going to refer to this Gemara Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, that Shmuel says, if somebody's mekadosh a woman, and he just says the words harei at mekudeshes, and he doesn't add the words li, the Kedushin is not effective. Harei at mekudeshes, what is the, to whom? You have to, maybe I'm acting as a shlich for somewhere else. So I have to say a rebbe kedushasli. Says the Avni Meluim, a very big chiddush, that even though the halacha is, as the Gemara says, Masechta Gedushin, that you have to say a rebbe kedushasli, let's say you have a couple who are already chas and kala. Typically, they don't just get married. They get engaged first. So you have a couple that's already chas and kala. Says that Avni Meluim, even if he only said harei at mekudeshes, and he didn't say the word li, the Kedushin is effective. Why? Because just like our Gemara says, who do you divorce? You divorce your wife. Who do you marry? You marry your Kala. So since this girl is my Kala, I don't have to use the word Nli. Even if I said the word Harayat Mekudeshes, the Kedushin is effective. The Marit disagrees with Avni Meluim. And he says a very nice pshat. He says as follows. I know she's my Kala. My Kala knows that I'm the Chosim. And therefore, we could understand each other. But somebody who's witnessing, an onlooker, who's witnessing this ceremony, where I say Haret Mekadeshes, he doesn't know that she's my Kala. So the fact that I know she's my Kala doesn't help, because everybody has to recognize that Haret Mekadeshes, that we have a connection. And since it's not apparent to anyone, besides the people, the Chasen Kala, who know the Chasen Kala, says the Marit, that even under all circumstances, a Kedushin has to have the terminology of a Reyat Mekudeshes, and if the word Li is omitted, the Kedushin is not valid.